hi there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I really think you're going to fill up every single phone line because this is a very important topic that we're discussing today as a Take Two family. So I do need your understanding of this and what has been your experience of this. And I'm asking the question today, what is your biggest fear in life? What is your biggest fear? Okay, I really want to hear from you. And so you got to fill up every single phone line. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, Matt's at the phones. Michael's at the controls. And Rich is on social media. And I have a fan blowing in my studio. And it's hilarious because when you have long hair, folks, and you have a fan blowing, it doesn't serve you well as your hair is blowing into your eyes and your face. So that's not good. Okay, I got to turn the fan off so I can concentrate here. See, a little inside baseball here because this is Take Two and we share everything. And those of you on social media, you can see me trying to look like I'm shooing flies in the studio, but that's not it. It's actually the fan I'm trying to turn off. So love you guys on chats. You guys are amazing. You have a lot to share on the topic. So every topic that we introduce on Take Two, you have a lot to say about it in the chats. So drop it in the chats there on your biggest fear or call in and speak to Matt on the phones, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. What is your biggest fear? Now, some of you may be hesitant to answer the question because you're like, I don't want to put it out there. I just don't. It's deep inside of me and I don't want to share it because if I put it out there, then it becomes a reality. Well, that can be partly true on some level, but really when you discuss it and you realize that it's a fear that maybe you shouldn't entertain any longer and how to work through it and around it and above it can really set you free. So there's any, you know, it's depending on how you look at it. So I'm asking the question today. Jerry will be back tomorrow. You've got me today. I've got you. And by the way, it is starting to get very hot here in Arizona. So now is the time that you guys can start to feel sorry for us around the country. I know for the rest of the year, you know, you're thinking, oh, Debbie, we don't care that the sun is shining and it's like, you know, 75, 80 degrees. It's just starting to get hot and everybody's got their air conditioning running at full speed. And of course, the ceiling fans and everything that's what happens in the state of Arizona. We all kind of go indoors and we love our air conditioning. So, you can start to feel sorry for us now because now's the time when we have to drink a lot of water and we definitely feel like we live in the desert. But it's a dry heat. That's what the standard answer is when anybody asks about the state of Arizona. Okay, so that I digress. That's totally not on topic. What's on topic right now is you. And you are the person I want to hear from, the Take Two family member. Now, if you're listening and you hear the sound of my voice, you're part of the family, whether you know it or not. So you've got to really step up and make a difference. There goes the phone line. So what is your biggest fear? I'll share some things. And I'm going to go down memory lane for a lot of you who maybe a little bit older in my generation. And you may have heard of the famous singer, songwriter, Ritchie Valens. Anybody remember Ritchie Valens? Well, Ritchie Valens, you remember the hit songs La Bamba and Donna, an amazing, young, talented man, 19 years old when he died, actually 18, 19 years old when that plane crash over in Iowa, when it took the lives of the Big Bopper, remember the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly and the pilot of that crash. And it became known as the day the music died. Okay, so I'm walking down memory lane for many of you. Anyway, I was a big Buddy Holly. I used to follow Buddy Holly all the time. I just loved. When I say followed him, I mean he died before I was born. But I'm talking about I used to research him and his wife and his life and his whole story, because I found him fascinating. And in the course of that, of course, Richie Valens came up. And I don't know if a lot of you know this, but Richie Valens apparently had a strong fear of dying in a plane crash. A strong fear, because when he was younger and he was in school, there was two planes that collided over his area of where he lived, his school, and it frightened him, and he had nightmares all the time. And then look what happened. He died in a plane crash. A lot of people say, well, that's just coincidence. Some people say, you know, did somehow he had such a big fear that it just happened? I don't really want to explore that avenue and go down that road. But I will tell you that these fears can cripple people. They really can. They can paralyze people. They can make people stuck in where they're at, and to the point where they stop living and really enjoying life. So let's talk about it. And if you have something to say about it, please weigh in and share with the world, because what you have to say can teach another soul. So again, I have Matt on the phones. Our producer, he's wonderful. Michael McCall's out the controls. We've got Rich on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Drop those comments in on the chats. And also too, I wanted to let you know, you can always text us, which is a very wonderful feature. And if you just want to put in your biggest fear there, I can address it as it comes in by text. You text the letters EWTN to 58177, wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your biggest fear. Just know that message and data rates may apply. Okay, so that's the topic today. Like I said, tomorrow, Jerry will be back on his regular schedule. And tomorrow's our urgent prayer request show. Very, very popular show, because we have a lot of urgent needs and requests and intentions that we like to storm heaven. We see a lot of praise reports. We hear a lot of praise reports, and that is wonderful. So that's tomorrow's show. Today, we're talking about fear, okay? And maybe you remember the Richie Valens story, or you watched the movie, because they talked all about that, the big fear he had in the nightmares about dying in a plane crash. And ultimately, that's what happened to that young man. All right, that's the topic today. What is your biggest fear? I really need to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please call us and answer the question, and I'll be right back. I'm asking today, what is your biggest fear? And I'd like you to call in and please answer the question. We're going to get to Helen in just a moment, and you can join Helen. There's some open phone lines at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you don't have to be Catholic to call in, if you want to answer the question, we can talk about it. And I was just talking with my producer, Michael, on the break, and he was asking me, he says, aren't you a little too young to be following all of these? And it's interesting, because I love the classics. So like, I was a big, you know, I loved Elvis. I mean, I go way back with all of these folks that were born, you know, long before I was born, but I just love the classics, you know, the Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, you know, all that stuff. And so it's very interesting to me, and I'm a history buff. So I love to learn about the details of their life, you know, how they lived out their fame and their fortune, and then ultimately how they died. And I find it fascinating. So yeah, I was, it's interesting. I do feel that you can learn a lot from anyone's life. Everyone has a story, and our fears are part of it. Our worries, our anxieties, I mean, things that really bother us. And it's all part of the journey of life. And so it's important that we talk about it. So I'm going to get to Helen in just a second. Let me just share. Mother Angelica talks it over. Reflections from a mother's heart to yours. This collection of chats weaves scripture, personal anecdotes, and timeless Catholic teachings into deeply engaging stories. Mother reveals the secret of how to achieve the impossible and miraculous in your life. In a world often clouded by doubt and distractions, Mother Angelica's wisdom remains a beacon of clarity and encouragement for Catholics yearning for renewal. Let Mother inspire you to embrace God's grace generously and live with unwavering faith and hope in His divine plan. Mother Angelica Talks It Over, Reflections from a Mother's Heart to Yours. It's available now. Buy Catholic. Shop EWTNRC.com. Okay, Helen, you're going to get the conversation started from Rapid City, South Dakota, on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Helen. Welcome.
Good morning or good afternoon. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well. It's a little hot here in Arizona, so I do want a little bit of sympathy. Just a little, Helen.
Well, I was talking, I think it was at Matt, and I said, just wait a minute, wait a few hours, and I'll send you some snow.
Do you really have snow still?
Well, we've had it, and we're having it again, yeah.
Wow.
It's climate change, I'm sure, but some winters are bad, and some aren't, and we had a fairly nice winter, so I can't complain.
You can't, yeah, you're so sweet. So tell us, what do you think of this topic, and what do you have to share about it?
Oh, I think it's a great topic. I have a little bit younger brother. I'm 32, and I think he's 79, but I always tell him I'm afraid to die, and he says, well, Helen, everybody has to die, and I said, I know that. It's not the dying part that I'm so much afraid of. It's when they put you in your casket or whatever it is, that you're still alive. And I think about that every day, that I'm still alive, and maybe they thought I had died, but there was still a little bit of heartbeat, and that's what I'm afraid of, because I'm afraid to, die of whatever it is they call it.
So, right.
And you were talking about the classics. I'm a retired teacher.
Oh, wow, you are. Okay, very cool. Now, Helen, I have to tell you something. My mother had the same fear. And so here's how she got over that fear is she used to say to me all the time, just make sure when they send me to the mortuary that I'm definitely dead. And we would laugh about it, but she really meant it, because one time she watched a movie, and of course, when you put these images in your head, it's hard to get them out, where there was a scene just like you're talking about, and the person was like buried alive, and it is very traumatizing. It really is.
I get it.
But I mean, the thing is if somebody is going to be embalmed or something of that nature, I mean, you know, it's pretty certain that they're gone.
Well, I don't like your mother. It's things that I've seen, you know, during my lifetime in movies about that. And it's always stuck in my mind. I mean, it's not driving me crazy or anything, but I worry about it every day. So what you said is that'll help. That'll help me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And my first date, one of the first dates I had when I was in high school, he was the son of a mortician in our town in New Jersey. And so he taught me all about what happens when a person dies. And then I was like, okay, that's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool. And you can be pretty certain that it's final. So that kind of put me at peace. But let me ask you a question, Helen. I'm just curious, because you were a teacher and I love our teachers. And I was on the break, I was talking to Michael and I asked my producer, and I asked Michael, I said, Michael, what do you think about what I shared about Richie Valens? And I don't know if you heard me talk about Richie Valens, but you know, he had this fear of dying in a plane crash, which ultimately that's what took him at age 18, 19 years old. And I said, I wonder if it's just a coincidence. And Michael said something very interesting, to the point he was saying, you know, maybe God gave him, you know, an idea or a preparation for it ahead of time, or maybe an understanding. What do you say about all that? Do you think it's coincidence, or do you think? I mean, I just find it so odd that that's exactly how he died.
Well, you know, my uncle, he had his own private airplane, and in 1966, over Memorial Day, he was going to Hastings, Nebraska, to bid on some equipment, and he must have fallen asleep at the wheel when he crashed. Mm. And at first, it bothered me about getting in a plane, and it still bothers me. I have a friend that's coming over from Berlin, Germany, tonight, or today, and I'm thinking, that Atlantic Ocean is pretty deep and pretty wide. And, you know, we've had trouble with Denver just recently had a problem with one of the, their computers or whatever it is they call it. They were the third one. I think New Jersey had two, where they go out for about 90 seconds. And I'm thinking, who's hacking? Is it China that's hacking our equipment in the, you know, the towers where the airline people are?
For the mishaps and things that have happened. Well, you know, right. But you know, but getting back, Helen, to this idea that when somebody has a fear, like it's making me think of, remember the actress Natalie Wood? I believe she had a fear of water and then she ended up drowning, you know? So I'm wondering, do the fears, are they a premonition? Are they, a glimpse of what could happen? Or are they something just by coincidence? Or are they something that possibly could happen if a person dwells on it too much? I don't know. It's a very interesting topic. I know there's a whole psychological twist to it, which I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but I will tell you that it's very interesting that a lot of people that have these very strong fears of certain things, it ends up almost coming true in some form. What do you say to that real quickly?
Well, I think it could be, you know, I agree with you. I agree with you that premonitions. I had a premonition about Dr. Sam Shepard years ago when I was a little girl. My dad and I were reading the newspaper, and I said, he didn't kill his wife. And he once said, Helen, well, how do you know? And I said, I just have a premonition. And then just the last, I think it was this year, there was something in the newspaper that they said that it was a man that was cleaning the pool after he'd been in prison for 30 years or 40 years, said that it was a man who was cleaning the pool that killed his wife. Mm. And I had those premonitions that they've come true, but I don't want to take all your time.
Interesting. Well, it's fascinating though, because yes, these things can consume us, and we can really think about a lot of these fears. But I do appreciate you calling in, and I just love that you got our conversation started, Helen. And I don't know how you feel about making snow angels, but I love snow angels. I'm just saying, okay?
Well, I'm recovering from COVID, so I think I better stay inside.
Stay inside. Stay warm. Okay, Helen, thank you. God bless you. Thanks for calling in to Take Two. We appreciate it. Okay, Helen's going to free that phone line for you to pick up and call in and tell us biggest fears, or maybe just talk about, if you don't want to share your biggest fear, maybe share a situation that you know of. Like I just shared about Richie Valens, the singer from famous singer La Bamba, and Donna was two of his, he had quite a few, but the two famous ones was La Bamba and Donna. Popular songs at a young age, very talented artist, and a very good person, I understand. I like to read the history of people that are in the public view. And then I just shared about Natalie Wood, great actress, and she had a fear of, I guess, water, and then she ended up drowning. But I've actually heard of people that have had tremendous fear of, I've heard this before about drowning, and they've a fear of water, and then ultimately they end up having some kind of struggle with water. It's very interesting. So let's talk about it. What is your biggest fear, and how did you get past that? When we have fear, when we have anxiety, when we have worry, what does God tell us? Well, we know from Scripture we're not to have these kinds of fears and worry, because they're not of God. Right? They're not of God. And God brings peace. God is a God of joy, a God of confidence. We should have spiritual confidence. And fears keep us down. They keep us paralyzed. They keep us stuck. Okay? Worry, fear, anxiety, all kind of tied in together. And I think of Saint Francis de Sales saying, God commanded us to pray and forbids us to worry. God commands us to pray and forbids us to worry. And yet we still carry a lot of these fears. I know a lot of people that have a fear of dying. I know a lot of people that have fear of not having enough money. I know a lot of people, fear of being alone, fear of, being, there's people that have fear of dogs and cats and all sorts of things, that threats, external threats that they feel that could really, that they have this fear about. And of course we covered flying and we covered water and we covered things like that. And that's, and sometimes that's understandable though, because you know, if you do hear about a plane crash or something of that nature, it can really stay with you, right? Because the next time you board a plane, you're thinking, is this going to be my last time? But what do we do as Christians? Well, this is an exercise. This is a practice in trust, to trust God more. Okay. It's very, now we don't have reckless actions and, you know, reckless behavior, right? That could produce consequences that are not good. But, you know, if we're getting on a plane flight, you know, and we have to get somewhere to a destination for work or for you know, pleasure, you know, we should really build that trust factor for God. It's very important, because you don't want to live under that fear. And as a matter of fact, the life coaching ministry that we have, Stand Tall, and you can get a free consultation at standtalltoday.com. We talk a lot about fears, and we really work with people, because oftentimes people are stuck because of some worry or a fear that they're entertaining, that it tends to overwhelm them. It covers them like a very thick smothering blanket in the middle of the summer. They can't breathe. And so it's important to really live out their Christian life and practice trust and really build that confidence, so that people can move past that and live their best life. So there's a lot to say about this, many angles we can cover. I'm going to go over to Facebook in a moment, because Anna Marie made a comment, and I'm going to add that to the discussion. But I really want to hear from you. Can you guys weigh in on this? The Take Two family, you got to show up for me now and really help me build this discussion, because we could just leave it a blanket, you know, oh, if you're entertaining a fear, you know, fear is not of God and you need to work, you know, get some help, get some counseling to work through it. We could leave it like that, or we can explore it to see, you know, if others are sharing the same kinds of fears and work together. That's what the body of Christ does. So I do need your participation. So call this number. We're very friendly, or I should say Matt is very friendly. He's the first one you're going to speak to. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I have a really cool article on fear, and I'm going to send it to Michael, our producer, right after the show, and he'll post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So find us there at Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. And also, if you would please find me on my personal page, Debbie Giorgiani, I will post some things there as well. I think this is important. I'm actually doing some more, if you call it free life coaching, because a lot of people are feeling it right now. We are in the middle of 2025. Okay. We're in the middle of the year pretty much. And this is when people start to say, you know, I'm done with the fresh feeling of the new year. Now I'm in the rhythm of my life, and I'm hitting the summer. What am I going to do? How am I going to prepare for the fall? Christmas, believe it or not, is right around the corner. And a lot of people are reevaluating what they're doing. You know, school's out, summer's here. Some people plan on moving, you know, they'll buy a new house, things of that nature. So people are in that mood, in that mode. And so maybe we can help by talking about it. Okay, phone lines are lighting up. Way to go, team. 833-288-EWTN. What is your biggest fear? And I'll be right back. Love the Take Two family. You guys have full phone lines. I love you guys. You're amazing. You're keeping me company. Thank you so very much. Before we get back to the phones, I'm going to go to Maria in Texas. Maria, hang on. I want to do a big shout out and congratulations going out to another great EWTN radio partner, Core Christi Broadcasting, with two stations serving Wenatchee, Washington, is celebrating 11 years with EWTN. Congratulations to John Haberman and Michael Drollman and their great team at at Core Christi from your friends here at EWTN. And I believe it's John Haberman. I think it's Haberman. Yes, it's John Haberman and Michael Drollman. Thanks, you guys. You're amazing. I love Core Christi Broadcasting from Wenatchee. Great job. Thank you so very much for all you do. 11 years, lots of souls you're reaching with the great programs that are on your network. Okay, Maria in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. You're up next. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Go right ahead. Tell me the fears.
My fear is going on a cruise.
Well, okay. What's the fear, though? Is it
that, you know how nowadays we're having those 25-foot, 30-foot waves and, you know, there's problems in the middle of the ocean. And, I mean, my fear is that nobody's going to get to you quickly in time to save anyone. And for some reason or another, I mean, I've always had this fear that the ocean is not for me. I mean, I can fly over the ocean. I can take a boat trip. Mm-hmm. But as far as a cruise, no. Even my kids have asked me, come on, Mom, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, no, I just have this thing that's going to be it for me.
Okay, so I need to ask you a question. Did you watch the movie Titanic?
I did, but that did not affect me.
It didn't. Okay. So it's just from all this, the few cruise liners that we've seen that have, you know, had problems and is that what bothers you? And do you know how to swim? I'm just curious.
I'm not like a professional swimmer, but yes, I can swim. Mm-hmm. I can float. I can, you know, try to survive if I was in a situation like that. But I don't know. I just, you know how you were saying about Richie Valens, how he would always say that there was a fear of him flying because he thought he was going to die like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. And I don't think it's much of a fear. It's just, I feel it like God just tells you, this is for you. This is for you. You can try this, but this is not. Like, stay away from this. I don't know.
So here's the question I want to ask you, because this will help a lot of other souls today. Are you ready? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Has this fear stopped you from living life?
No.
Okay. So it hasn't changed the way you're going to live life. You've enjoyed life. You've experienced things. Just because you have this fear of taking a cruise, it's not going to break your life and the rhythm and the enjoyment of your life.
No.
Yeah. Then I would say, you know, you live with it. There's the difference with, I think, some fears that we have, or whether we think it's a fear or maybe even a possible premonition of something or an understanding that maybe we shouldn't go in that direction. If it doesn't affect the quality of your life, well, then you live with it. The problem is sometimes these fears, Maria, they do take people down. People will get consumed by it. They'll just get fixated on it. They will have all these thoughts that go around and around, and it will really damage their ability to live life to the fullest. What do you say to that?
Now that is major. I for it to cripple you that way, to live life the way God intended you to live it, I mean, then yes, I mean, there is a big problem.
Right. Right. So like when you said your kids want you to go on the cruise, like what, how I would answer it is, hey kids, I mean, let's go on a trip, you know, on a road trip, or let's take a plane flight somewhere and we'll go on a trip. And you know, right?
And we do. And we do. I mean, yeah. We have other ways of enjoying ourselves, of having family trips. I mean, like I told you, I can go on a boat and I'm fine. I mean, I can go on a boat. I can go snorkeling. I can do all that. But when it comes to being in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of nowhere, not knowing what could happen.
Yeah.
It's that situation that it for me is a no. I tell them I can fly, I can travel, I can do this and that, but when it comes to a cruise, no, that's not for me.
Right, right. And you know what? I think you've handled it quite well. I mean, because I can understand that. I mean, and my husband feels the same way. He says to me, like, I happen to love the ocean. My husband can't stand the ocean. I love the, he says it's creepy. He says there's all stuff underneath there. You don't know, you know, I don't want to swim in the ocean. I don't like if I can't see down to the bottom of the ocean and, you know, the bottom of the floor of the ocean. And I understand that. For me, it's, I love, for some reason, I've always felt comfortable in the ocean. And so I can totally understand that. And I think you've handled it quite well, Maria.
But still, you know, my oldest son says it keeps you from enjoying a different type of fun that's out there. And I tell him, well, I mean, I can go anywhere you can take me, like in a boat ride, but don't take me in a...
In the cruise in the middle of the ocean. I get it. Yeah. I get it. But you know, what? Yeah. You know what? Keep telling them that you do enjoy life and I love that. So keep sticking up for yourself. I think that's awesome. Maria, I think you really graced this conversation. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And God bless you.
You too. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, anytime. Call anytime. Okay. On YouTube, Anna Marie says, my husband keeps telling me stuff I need to know for when he's not here. He's only 67 years old. This completely freaks me out. That's my biggest fear, losing my hubby before old age. Okay. Anna Marie, I get it. That can be a big fear for couples, that you're going to lose your spouse. But that, again, this is an exercise for all of us to have trust in God and to enjoy each moment and not that you're doing this, but for couples not to worry about the future, because we don't know when the good Lord's going to call us home, and you don't want to miss the moment. So stay in the moment. But I think he's trying to prepare, and I think that's very responsible. I have to tell you, Anna Marie, I did the same thing with my husband. I have a whole folder for him because I think he'd be lost if God calls me home. So I have a whole folder to do what to do next if I exit out of here. So, but that's an understandable concern with couples. Absolutely. Okay. Let's hear what Betty has to say in Lafayette, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Betty. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Thank you. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a little hot here in Arizona, but I'm hanging in there.
That's good. I was listening to your show and talking about those things that we have a fear of. And a few years ago, I had a dream in which my two young grandchildren were in the backyard, and, you know, they were on opposite sides of the yard. I was closer to one, and a tiger comes through the gate, and one of the grandsons, you know, I looked at who I could save, you know, for sure. And so I found a safe place for him. And then I was going to try to save the other child. And it was really fearful because the tiger was in a position where it could get to him quicker than I could. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up from the dream, you know, very fearful. And that dream has just troubled me for the last few years. And, you know, I'm fearful that, you know, two innocent children, if I'm put in a position where I would have to save them, mm-hmm. and I have to choose,
Right. What would you do?
It has just been extremely troubling.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, I bet. But here's the thing I just want to share. Obviously, you know that these are dreams. And so that's your, so that's your imagination. And that can be a mixture of all sorts of things that go on during the day. And then they manifest at night in dreams. Right. This is just what I would do. If you have, an unsettling dream that's recurring and it can be something that you're thinking, is this possibly, something that is trying to, you know, this dream is trying to prepare me for something that, you know, could come down the road. I would completely turn that over to God with a complete trust and surrender and say, Lord, I do not want to have this, shape my thoughts or feelings on anything, going forward, whereby it's going to be a negative or something that's going to be unsettling or troubling, or I'm going to have my blood pressure go sky high or anything of that nature. Turn it over to God. Dreams, I think, are one of the things that really, really can mess with us in so many ways, because we put a lot of credence in dreams. Obviously, we've heard of the dreams that, you know, Joseph received and other biblical characters in the Bible receiving messages, right? And so we immediately go there with dreams because it's just so much part of our life, when really it's a combination of just a lot of thoughts and fears and worries and all sorts of experiences we have taken in throughout the day that tends to circulate at night. So if it were me, I would turn it over. And I'll tell you why I say that. I had a dream years ago, and it was happening quite frequently, to the point where it was starting to really bum me out, to the point where I didn't even want to go to sleep because I said, oh, please, Lord, don't let me have this dream again. And then I had a wonderful priest friend say to me, you need to turn that over to God immediately. And it went away, completely went away. I don't think I've ever had it again. Plus, holy water works wonders. It's amazing. So I don't know if you've ever done that, but it's a beautiful lesson in trust in God to give it over to God. What do you say?
I think that's wonderful. In fact, I say the surrender and the being quite mm-hmm. a bit, and I'm surprised that I hadn't thought about that myself, but it's wonderful advice. And actually I feel calm just thinking, just let go and let God.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. That's very helpful.
Yeah. And, because it happens to a lot of us. I will tell you, it happens a lot. And we don't talk about our dreams because our dreams are so personal. Right. And so as you were speaking, I can totally relate. And it's interesting as the COVID interruption caused a lot of people to have very vivid dreams. Very vivid, because they were spending way too much time in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
so,
makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so that, well, I'm, really I'm glad you shared. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I really appreciate it because it won't be troubling me like it has been. And I will definitely take your advice.
Oh,
thank
good,
you so much. And God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in anytime. Okay. Let's hear what Michelle has to say in Arizona on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. You're in Arizona. Is it, wherever you're at in Arizona, it's getting hot here in Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, I know. I tell you, we're more down. We're way southeast, and I grew up here. But it's gotten hotter every year here, believe it or not. I can relate. But I'm an outdoors person, so it doesn't matter how hot it is. I get my water and my hat, and out I go.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. So tell us about, what do you think about this topic, about fear?
Oh, I think it's a great topic. You know, I'm a new Catholic 3 years now, and mm-hmm. I have to say, before I became a Catholic, you know, I was a Protestant Christian and for all my life, and I thought I dealt with fear, but I didn't understand all the bad things that happened to us in life, and I think that perpetuated my fear of all the things that can happen.
But I have really, I have learned how to, like you said, give it to the Lord. And mm-hmm. I just, the Lord, you know, so I'm afraid of flying, especially over water. And so I don't think I'll ever go overseas, mm-hmm. over the big ocean. I cannot swim. And so I'm very nervous to get in a boat, but I will get in a boat as long as I have a life jacket. I think on one hand, our fears are somewhat, they can be, I say, I don't know all of them, mm-hmm. but I think they can be an invitation of the Lord to trust him and to mm-hmm. let that go and grow,
yeah.
and grow in that. Because I've noticed, as I have given the fears over to the Lord, they lessen.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not overwhelming anymore. And the Lord called me to go overseas on an airplane, you know, I'd be going. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't, it doesn't paralyze me, but it's not my favorite thing. Like, no.
Right.
And cruises,
right.
No, not going right. to happen.
Well, Michelle, you nailed it. And that's what we tried to tap in into during this conversation, this idea of trusting God more, right? Now, you don't want, now, obviously, you don't want to be reckless. You don't want to jump out of an air, you wouldn't be, do this, but you don't want to jump out of an airplane without a parachute, right? So you want to be responsible, but to break through the fears, because we've heard it said many times, fear is not of God, right? So it doesn't mean to be, you know, like, remember the old stunt person, Evel Knievel, you know, you don't want to try every single trick out there and to see, you know, what you can master and what will break you. Obviously, that's probably not the smartest thing to do, especially if you have a family and you know, your vocation is to your family. And so you want to be responsible, but you want to break through some of these fears, because it is a wonderful way to trust God more and to build that and to realize that to go bigger, because one of the things that I think we do as human beings is we kind of get stuck in what we feel most comfortable, right? That's why they always talk about getting out of your comfort zone to grow. And we are meant to grow and learn and continue on a journey, okay? We are pilgrims on a journey. Where is the journey headed? Well, we're headed back to God. And it's really quite fascinating when you look at it from that perspective. And so, Michelle, I agree with you. The more we surrender, turn it over to God, the more we trust God more. If we are called to do some of these things that we feel uncomfortable doing, we'll be able to do it because the trust is built up in God, and that's important. So I'm right with you, Michelle, but I really got stuck on the fact that you're 3 years into the church, and so welcome home, my friend.
Thank you. It has been the most wonderful, wonderful thing that has ever happened to me, and I thank the Lord every day. None of my family is Catholic, not a one, but I'm praying for them, and, you know, I think for me, I found the most success over my fears with personal things, you know, relationships in my family. I'm afraid of many, you know, things going mm-hmm. wrong, things, people being offended. You know, we have 10 grown children, and so it's kind of, it's a lot of relationship practice there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want to share something. The other night, we watched a YouTube thing, and it's called identityexchange.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very Christian, God-fearing, faith, middle-aged man. And he was talking about hearing from God and letting God speak to you about your fears. And I have to tell you, I went upstairs that night, and I got a sheet of paper, and I started just sitting before the Lord and letting out those fears, fears of, you know, people not liking me, people misunderstanding, people, you know, and just wait. And the Lord would just say things like to me, I just wrote a whole list down, but what do I say about you? But can you really control that? No, I control that.
Right.
You have to let it go. It was very, very healing. And I'm going to keep doing that which is a very, very good guidance.
Well, and I bet you said very healing. I bet it was very freeing because, you know, these fears weigh us down. There's no doubt about it. And so many of these things that we are fearful of or that we want to avoid because it's some kind of threat, they never even happen to us. We imagine them, right? And so, yeah, I would think exercises like that are very helpful. Michelle, you're awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, and definitely grab that water. They say that our people in Arizona, they say we're dehydrated. We need to drink more water. So there you go. Michelle, thank you so much. Okay, before we go back to the phones, I'm going to get to our next caller in just a moment. I want to share with our listeners, I did thank gave a congratulations to Core Christie Broadcasting and John Haberman. I want to make sure I pronounce his name correctly because the fine folks there in Wenatchee are so wonderful. Okay, but I also want to share this with you. There's a special, and it's today. Today, May 20th. So that's today. Installation of the Most Reverend Bruce Lewandowski. And you can join EWTN for the installation of this wonderful bishop, the 10th bishop of Providence, Rhode Island. And that's tonight, 7 Eastern on EWTN Radio Extra. Okay. We highlight these programs and these products for you. So really make a note of it. Okay. Thank you again to Michelle in Arizona. And let's go to Roy in Marshfield, Missouri on Catholic Radio Network. Roy, thank you for joining the program and welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, go right ahead. Roy, you're cutting out just a little bit.
I'm getting another phone call. I just declined it.
Okay, go ahead.
My, can you hear me good now?
Yes, perfectly. Go right ahead.
Good. So my greatest fear is a blanket fear that all of us should have, in my opinion. It comes from Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Mm-hmm. And not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven,
right,
but doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name, in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So that's awful. I mean, to be one of those individuals, 'cause it's too late.
Right. Right.
So identify the sin through his word. God is the word, the opening of John. So it's identify sin and cut it out and seek in prayer and fasting and diligence, try to remove ourselves from sin, die to self,
right,
daily.
Right. So Roy, you'll be really happy with this. On Catholic Radio, we constantly are saying to the fine folks that listen, get in a state of grace and stay in a state of grace as long as possible, and to build that relationship with God. Because exactly what you're just saying with quoting Matthew 7, 21 through 23 about that we don't want to have to ever entertain the thought of having the relationship completely severed and cut off from God, right? Because it's too difficult for us to even take that in because remember, like St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. So we are meant to get back to God. And if for some reason that relationship is severed because we did it, right? We were the ones who ruined a relationship, because God wants the relationship. It's us and our choices that pulls away from God. That's forever, you know, and there's no way to get back to God. If we are cast into hell, there's no way to get back. It's done. It's finished. But the one thing I would say, Roy, and I just would just be clear about this. We don't want the fear of that to be the reason why we are so trying to be good, right? We want to be good in order to get as close to God as possible on this side of the veil. Okay, so that when we leave this earth, it's a seamless transition into heaven, just like the saints. So I agree with you. That's a big thing that we have to take seriously as Catholic Christians. And it's important for us to get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace. Roy, awesome call. Thank you so very much. Becky in Texas, Mike in Ontario, Tom in Massachusetts, and the others that are coming in right now calling in. I'm not going to get to you today. Obviously, you hear the music. We have Unscripted at the end of May, so you can call back and we can talk about fears again. I think we've covered a lot, but there's more to talk about. This is a wonderful discussion we had here on Take Two. Thanks, you guys. You did a great job. Thank you, Matt and Michael and Rich, the show team. You're amazing. The affiliates that carry the show. Got to say this, almost 10 years we've been going strong because of the Take Two family. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.